This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
If you've got a child or you're a grown child like me, then you know your top three picks when it comes to choosing the places with the best chicken nuggets.
If you like chicken nuggets, then you gotta sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song.
I've never seen anyone light up like I see Betty light up when it comes to chicken nuggets. Now, real quick, Rock, because I know you love Chick-fil-A, but then I know you have a passion for McDonald's chicken nuggets. If you had to choose, you can only have one for the rest of your life, which do you go with?
McDonald's.
That's what I thought.
Seven days a week.
Yeah, she's a McDonald's girl.
I don't know what it is, but they're just so dang good.
Yeah, just so not chickeny.
Maybe it is. Well, that is true. And if you and your family or friends can't agree on who's number one, I'm here to bring the official answer on who has the number one chicken nugget.
I'm curious if I agree with this list or not.
A chicken nugget taste testing test was conducted. I want to get on board on that one. And here are the places voted the top three. Coming in at number three, McDonald's McNuggets.
No,
number
three. See, I think that's like too low. Like that's
you think it should be
higher? Yeah.
Oh, higher. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, number two. Wendy's spicy nuggets.
Oh, come on. No one eats those. They give those away. They like, hey, here's a hamburger value meal with some fries and a soda. They give you like all for $4. And it's like, oh, and here, take these nuggets because like we can't sell these.
Well, it must be working because they're number two.
That shocks me.
And then at number one, without fail.
Gotta be.
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I could
Chick-fil-A
see.
Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, or McDonald's Chick-fil-A should have been one and two.
Okay, well, I would like to point out that I've had all three of these, of course. But to me, when you bite into a Chick-fil-A nugget, you can actually see the chicken.
Right.
Now, when it comes to Wendy's and McDonald's, it's like a...
It's like a mystery. But see, but that's what makes it fun. You never know what part you're getting. You know, you're like, oh, all right, I love it. Hey, that was really delightful. And sometimes you're like, oh, not so good, but maybe the next one's better. But they put something else in it that keeps you coming back.
That's right.
And you got to keep doing it. Exactly. Well, there you go. That solves the mystery. Now I'm hungry. Now all I can think about is getting chicken nuggets today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're going to do a little, well, a version of Am I Weird, because normally we throw it out there and say, this is something we do, what is something weird that you do, but I kind of want you to sit in judgment today of something so weird, or not, I'll say or not.
So weird, I don't know.
Or not, of Betty Rock, okay, so it's Is She Weird Because, okay, explain to everybody what you explained to me.
Okay, so I am 36 years old. My roommate is the same age as me. And as a gesture of friendship, when she leaves for her work trips...
She travels a lot because she's in a band.
Right. So when she's gone, I make little art projects for her.
Right.
When I say art projects, I mean crayons. And by crowns, I mean crayons.
Crayons, drawings with little wax colorful
markers, construction paper, scissors, tape, you name it, I've got it. Okay, but the art projects are all little inside jokes that we have had through our conversations, through our friendship.
Okay.
And then what I do is I have dedicated the back of her bedroom door as my...
Canvas,
if you will. So it is covered currently... And a lot of different little art projects.
I noticed that it looks like the back of her door looks like your parents' refrigerator at home.
You know what? It really
it
does. I was trying to pinpoint what does this look like. But yeah, if you can imagine, like if you have kids in the house
and
you have a refrigerator just full of artwork, it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's all that weird. I think if I had someone doing that for me, I'd be like, this person is awesome.
If I had someone doing that... For me, like a roommate, I would sleep with an eye open or the door locked. So that's just me. But again, I could be off. I could be way off base here. Maybe this is the most amazing gesture of friendship ever.
I think it is.
It does take a lot of work.
Yeah, and it's fun for me to do. I mean, I always wanted to be a little Bob Ross when I was little, so this is my chance to shine.
Okay, well, I'm just curious if
someone
this is
might be
a
little jealous is what I'm picking up.
Yeah, no one's ever done a back of a door for me. Yeah, okay, Gavin, get on it. No. All right, so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We're going to do Am I Weird Because a little bit different. We're just going to focus in on Betty's weirdness. Is she weird because she does this? And maybe you have a similar story and you're like, oh, no, it's not weird at all. I do this with my best friend. I don't know. I'm real curious where this one's going to land, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM.
Jess, do you think that's weird?
Well, there's a little bit of a gray area there.
Oh, I did not see that coming. I actually thought Jess was going to be fully on your side. Jess, tell me more.
Okay, so as long as you both enjoy it, then it may be weird for everybody else, but it's normal for you guys.
So you're saying if she hates it, then it is weird.
If she hates it, it's not such a great thing.
Would she tell you?
She would.
Or would she tell you by just avoiding you in your two-bedroom apartment?
Tina, do you think this is weird?
Yeah. I love you guys. I love you, but I wish I didn't hear that this morning.
What?
Really? Okay. This is interesting. I thought women would be, oh my gosh, this is just what we do. I wish I had a best friend that would do this kind of stuff for me. I am so surprised that girl code has been broken today.
Tina, why is it weird?
It just seems a little off to me. I'm sorry. I love you and I think you're awesome. It's just not my thing.
So if someone did this for you, they left little inside joke art projects on the back of your door, what would you do?
I'd probably start laughing.
I'd start by locking my door when I left. And then maybe even move out.
Exactly.
All right, Denise, you're up. Is Betty weird because she leaves those art projects on the back of her roommate's door when her roommate comes back from a trip?
No, for a female, I don't think it's weird, but definitely weird for a male.
Yeah, definitely a double standard, honestly. Like, say Gavin and I were roommates. If I came back home and Gavin had adorned the back of my bedroom door with all these art projects that he made, like macaroni art. You're probably good with that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. And pipe cleaners and all this stuff. Uh-huh. I would literally call the FBI.
But what if he made a pipe cleaner doll that looked like a replica of you?
Oh, goodness.
How cute would that be?
And if he made it out of my toenail clippings and hair. Yeah. See, now you see it, Rock. That's how we all see this.
Kick me out.
Freshie man.
Uplifting WayFM, this is the Wally Show. If you ever want to hit me up, it's just wally@wayfm.com. That's how you can email me like these good people did. Karen said, I listen to you guys, and not just because you're funny, but because you're so real. Real people with real problems, real joys, too, and I love starting my day with you. That's really nice.
Very kind.
Yeah, it is. But then it goes on about you, Betty Rock. Uh-oh's right. No. It's actually really good.
Oh, good.
It's actually really good. She said, I want to thank Betty Rock. For sharing her sticky analogy. I've suffered from anxiety and depression for a long time, and what you said really hit me. Kind of stuck with her. In a great way. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it, and I've heard so many times that I just need thicker skin, but what you said was so true. And you're talking about, like, when you were battling your anxiety and stuff, how things just stuck to you.
Yeah, it's like comments or even events, like minor things that typically on your good days don't matter at all, but for some reason when you're walking through an anxious season in your life, everything just sticks to you and you can't stop thinking about it.
And that's why we talk about real stuff too, because like you just sharing your story meant something to Karen, and it helped her out and helped her process something that she was feeling but couldn't quite verbalize, and it landed with her. So thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
And she's thanking you as well.
Thank you, Karen.
And then finally, this is great. The other day, this is the funny part of the stuff. We were talking about dumb things that husbands did during their wife's pregnancy. This lady, Lisa, says, I went to the hospital at 7 a.m. My son wasn't born until almost 9 p.m. He was our first baby. My husband was hungry and decided he could not wait any longer to eat, so he ordered pot stickers from the hospital cafeteria while I was pushing. There was a knock at the door and an announcement. No. Food service. He said, hold on, and went to get his food and proceeded to eat and coach me while I breathed.
He told his wife to hold on? I thought he was going to tell the food service to hold on.
No, he told the wife to hold on. Hey, could you put a pin in this real quick?
Oh, I'm my word.
Get some pot stickers. I haven't eaten all day. So. Yeah.
Wow. That's when you need to go to marriage counseling.
Yeah.
Because something's not right.
Oh, I don't know. You know what? Women are always like, hey, I need to take care of me so I can be better for my family.
Don't play that card.
If you ever want to email me, it's just wally@wayfm.com. Did you know that mental health conditions affect 1 out of 4 people at some point in their lives, and a significant portion of them never receive treatment?
Mental health is so important. I mean, it affects how we think, feel, and act.
Right now, you can make a positive impact on the mental health of others by getting your Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program offered through Colorado Christian University's College of Adult and Graduate Studies. And now you can choose between 2 new emphasis options in marriage and family therapy or substance use disorders.
A distinguished feature of the CCU's 3 graduate counseling degree options master's degree in counseling program is the Christian framework that encompasses every aspect of the curriculum.
As a master's degree in counseling student, you'll be given the unique opportunity to integrate Christian faith and sound counseling principles.
To find out more about the Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling program, go to ccu.edu. That's ccu.edu.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
So there was a pastor that was talking about kids in crisis and how important it is, especially at this time, to point them to God. He said, even in the midst of the most crazy times, we have help. We have strength from God, and we're setting them up for success if we can then model that for them as well. Because if you want your kids to be less anxious, you have to maintain your own anxiety through these kind of things.
It's kind of like your actions speak louder than words.
Very much so. And kids pick up on this. They talk about infants picking up on parents' stress. I never believed that till we had a child and we had moved across the country. Our lives were super stressful. And when we started to settle down, she started to settle down, and it was crazy. And then my rule in my house with my daughter, because my daughter kind of deals with anxiety and fears and stuff, but my rule in my house is when you see me panic, then you can panic. Until then, don't worry about it. I got it. It's okay. You don't need to panic. But the minute you see me running like mad, you follow me because I'm going to be ahead. But he also put into words something that's really important, you know, as far as a concept for parenting and faith. He said, my goal isn't to protect them from the world at a certain point, but it is to prepare them for the world.
Mm.
Because, yeah, we want to shelter and protect, obviously, but you can't always do that. So you have to prepare them. And what do you prepare them with best? And that's giving them the foundation of Scripture and the Bible. And I think if we teach our kids that God's power is in us, no matter what life throws at us, how hard it gets, His promises give us peace for all the things we do not understand. His strength gets us through the things we cannot bear, that we think we can't bear. And sometimes that's what has to carry us through all the things we feel powerless to change.
I love that. And I think that's something even we as grown-ups need to hear too, or get a reminder of.
Yeah, that guy's pretty smart, huh? That pastor.
Wait, was it?
No, that last part was me.
Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah, I hate it now. I hate everything you just said.
It's not even biblical.
No, but I think that's the takeaway for me, is that it's hard to tell your kids that God is in control when the world seems out of control. You know, it seems like it could be a mixed message. Well, then why doesn't God just fix it? That's a really big question that little kids can easily ask. Mm-hmm. And so explaining to them that God's at work in us and we are the hands and feet. And that's a really important concept to grasp even at an early age. And the kids that can grasp that probably have a better shot at it, their faith being intact through school, high school, college, and into their adulthood as well. So you do the building blocks now. I think that's the key with parenting, is do it all while they're super, super young. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently, Rolling Stone magazine put out their 500 greatest songs of all time. And it was kind of a weird list. And you know, it's a lot of music writers that are deciding what is cool. But we wanted to do this with you. Betty Rock was like, what if we talk about this with Christian songs and get people's opinion, like real people that listen to the songs and what they think. And I said, yes. Okay, I love your idea. I love where you're going. But I still want to sit in judgment of it. Like, that's what was missing in the Rolling Stone list, is that there wasn't a voice of reason. And so
that's where you come in?
I consider myself a music connoisseur, and I have exquisite taste in music. So, like, my top song, one of my top three would
Casting
definitely...
Casting Crowns?
Nah,
Mercy Me?
Nah, they're all okay, but it would have to be...
Striper?
Yes. Hey, we're holding the two-edged sword. That's biblical, baby.
This is...
Yeah.
The one word that comes to mind, I think, is terrible.
Terribly awesome?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I agree with you.
It's awesome. It hurts my ears.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's great. Now, a lot of people might say, oh, mercy me.
Okay.
Classic.
Would be better. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do, because we all have very different tastes in music. You tell us what you think should be one of the top three Christian songs of all time. It doesn't have to be number one, just in the top three, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to do round robin. We're going to go around the room and decide if the majority thinks that you are correct, and then we will add it to the list, okay? But you're going to have to get a majority of us to agree with that. And we all have very different tastes in music, and when you're focusing something down to the top three, it better be good. So you're going to have to bring it and have a good reason for why you think this Christian song should be in the top three. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number.
I'm kind of surprised you're talking through this with Mercy Me and not Striper.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. How did I do that?
Why'd you remind?
Yeah. All right, 855. Thank you. 33-WAY-FM. You tell us, and we will all figure it out together as to whether or not that song should be in the top three Christian songs of all time. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what are you putting up?
Oh, hands down, Jesus Freak, DC Talk.
Oh, okay. Now, this was a big, huge song for them. Gavin, do you know DC Talk?
I do know DC Talk. From the second I got my first little iPod Nano in junior high, this is one of the first songs that I ever downloaded onto
really?
It when I first got into music. It is one of my top three. I would put it there.
Gotta be. Betty Rock.
Hands down, I still can headbang to this song.
Nice.
Yes.
This is kind of what Nirvana with Teen Spirit did for grunge music. Toby and DC Talk did for Christian music.
That's
with this song.
That's a huge compliment.
Oh, for sure. And I was at a rock station, and we, not a Christian rock station, a regular rock station, and we played Jesus Freak. And so that to me, definitely, it crossed over. That makes it worthy of the top three for sure. Maybe even number one. Nicely done, Krista. You have excellent taste in music.
Thank you. So do you.
So what do you say?
Good God Almighty.
Oh, by Crowder, the new one by Crowder.
Yes, I know it's a newer one, but my 5 and 6-year-old, that is one of the first Christian songs that they learned how to sing.
Oh,
and
okay.
They sing it everywhere. And my 5-year-old came home from school, and she said, Mommy, my teacher knows Good God Almighty. And that was one of the moments I knew I was doing it right.
Your reasoning for you makes total sense as to why that's a great song and why you would put it on your list. I have a problem with it being so new, not a classic yet of all time. It's a tough one for me because I too love the song. Like, I think it's a great song. I think in a few years from now when we do this, I would put it on the list.
I agree with Wally. It's just too new.
Yes.
I think that right now it gets in my head more than any other song that we play. But yeah, I don't even think it's a year old. So I think we just have to wait a little bit longer.
But I will tell you this, even though it's not like making our list of the top three, it is still a fantastic song. And you're absolutely right, Tiffany. If it's something that gets in your kids' heads and it's the word of God, that's worth it regardless what list it makes it on or doesn't.
Yes.
All right, Kevin, you're up. What would you add to the list here of the greatest Christian songs of all time? Top three list. We got to get a majority to agree with you.
You got to go with Stephen Curtis Chapman, The Great Adventure. It was the anthem
of the youth group in the 90s.
Okay, so the 90s, yeah. So Betty Rock, you would have been a kid. Gavin was just born. You would have been a kid. So what do you say?
I mean, I haven't really gotten on that bandwagon because, like you said, it was before my time. But I've heard so many people talk about it. So to me, that says a lot in itself. If a lot of people are talking about it and they can start singing it from wherever you begin the song, then that means a lot.
I think you need to have a Stephen Curtis Chapman song in the top three somewhere, you know, whether it's Dive or The Great Adventure. Probably the... boy, that's a tough call because I think Dive is so good. But Great Adventure... is probably more of a classic. And so I think that's a good choice for top three. Gavin?
I think that if I can't just sing it off of the top of my head, I shouldn't put it in the top three because you're right. Like, I was born in 95.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really grow up on this music.
Yeah, but he had a mullet. Does that sweeten the pot at all?
Yes, it does.
It does. Okay, we're all in. It makes the list. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We talk about our prayer wall at wayfm.com where you can post prayer requests and have people pray for you and you'll get notifications and it's amazing. And I know some of the stuff that's on there is just tough and raw and like, well, how is that uplifting? I think the uplifting part of this is when you see somebody reaching out and saying, man, this is where I'm at, and other people, you and me, praying for these people and lifting them up before God. I think that's beautiful, honestly. And like, this is a tough one from Marty. It says, we lost our daughter to suicide. You see, she was my perfect gift from God. She was born on Father's Day. I was allowed to name her, so I named her Monique. It was a pretty name. And when she committed suicide, it ripped my heart to shreds. I was devastated. I was bitterly angry with God. And I have hurt my sweet wife as well. So much pain and sorrow. She told me that today she'd never been through so much sadness and depression as she's going through right now. Our daughter was so bubbly, never met a stranger. She left behind a baby boy and a husband. Like, it's just heavy, and it just keeps going. He's like, my grief engulfed me. I started drinking heavily and hurt the rest of my family. I'm just praying, please pray that God will restore us and help us to forgive each other and find a loving, kind church and just somebody just reaching out in the darkest time. I can't even fathom that.
And you know, that goes so like deep into someone's heart. And so when they want to mention this and they want to get prayer for it, that might be hard to mention just in a round of people, you know, like people that maybe you don't really know all that well in like a Bible study or something. But what's so great about the prayer wall is that you can post those things and you can even do it anonymously if you want to, but you can get just as much prayer and you can get those notifications on your phone saying, hey, somebody prayed for you. And that might give you some encouragement that you need, obviously, like this dad does.
Yeah, I don't know his pain of losing a daughter. Like, I can't fathom that, but I do know like the temptation and stress when it just grips you to want to like return to drinking. Like, I understand that. I have an addictive personality. I've beat some stuff in my life, you know, and I understand that I have to be vigilant about that. And I think that for this person, he's got two battles that he's facing right now, and neither one of them is easy. And so people praying for him and him getting that notification, I just believe in my soul. I've seen and heard enough people that are like, man, I got the notification on my phone at just the right moment. I have to believe that God ordains that stuff. And when he's at that moment where it's like, okay, I'm going to fail again. I'm going to take a drink to get through this because I'm hurting so bad. I just believe he's going to get that notification that's like ding on his phone. And it might even be a week later sometimes. That's what's so cool about this stuff is somebody sees it a week after they posted it and it resonates and God uses that to change somebody. And so thank you for going on the prayer wall and praying for people. If you need some prayer, you can do that at wayfm.com. Trying to buy a house in a fast-paced housing market has some challenges, and you cannot be unprepared for when you find that perfect home. Hey, it's Wally, and in this super competitive market, you have to be SpongeBob ready. And United Faith Mortgage can get you there. You have to know your options and what you can truly afford, and it's easy to get caught up in a bidding war and make a bad decision. And United Faith Mortgage knows this and will not put you into a loan that's not good for you long term. This is because they're more than just a mortgage company. They are faith-based, family-owned, and they want to help people who listen to Way FM get into the home of their dreams. In fact, they only partner with Christian radio stations. Personally, I cannot say enough good things about Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. So to make sure that you're really SpongeBob ready... talk to the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I grew up playing soccer, and I firmly believe that the person with the hardest job on the field was the referee.
For sure. It's not easy to do, and they get it wrong sometimes, but, I mean, they're human. Yeah. And in professional soccer in Europe, it can be life and death.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even in, like, my high school days, you had players chewing them out, coaches chewing them out, parents chewing them out.
Yeah,
and that was
parents
embarrassing.
Can be the worst.
There was a crew of high school football referees, so not soccer, but football. They referees, they understand this exactly because in a game they made a controversial call, which does happen, but what doesn't normally happen is after the game they got locked in a locker room that they were going over the game in because fans of the school that lost the controversial call pushed a vending machine in front of the door so that they couldn't get out.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, they brought them together, unified them.
No.
So that's teamwork, right?
Don't try and put a positive spin on this. What if they had a medical emergency? Yeah. Maybe they needed to go to the bathroom. Maybe a bathroom wasn't available. What would they have done?
You gotta
designate
find
a corner.
I know. That just sends such a bad message to your kids.
Yeah,
because
it does.
Life is not always going to go your way. Life isn't always fair, and it can cost you. And so to teach them as a group of parents and kids all getting involved, and I'm kidding about it being teamwork, but it was probably very coordinated. But like the lesson that sends to these kids is so unrealistic for life, and it's going to make them not have healthy work-related type experiences in their future either.
Right, because if anybody does them wrong, then they're going to retaliate by pushing a vending machine in front of them.
Yeah, and that's definitely not easy if you're by yourself.
Oh, yeah. So. It was a good thing that they were a team of refs, though, because they were able to push it out. They are now pressing charges, so that's a bummer.
For what?
For
imprisonment? False imprisonment?
They said that it was harassment.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Kidnapping.
Yeah. And then
ref napping.
There's a police investigation.
Wow.
Like, it's blown out of proportion.
Well, I think that they should have some consequences, though,
sure.
For that, because that does also send a message of, all right, you're going to do stuff. You're going to be a knucklehead. There are consequences for your actions. And so that probably should happen because you can't just be locking refs in closets or locker rooms when it doesn't go your way. Yeah.
It is a bad message, too.
My dad always taught me, like, he was like, look, you can say whatever you want after the game and you can be upset or whatever, but you never disrespect a referee on the field. Like, if I ever, like, complained about a call during a game, my dad would bench me.
Oh!
Yeah, oh yeah. And he wasn't even the coach.
Good.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. I'm curious where you would land on this, because COVID is a different time for all of us, obviously, and there's a lot of things that we do or don't do now. And I had a situation the other day at a fast food place where I just reacted, and then as I did it, I'm like, oh, nuts. Am I not supposed to do this anymore? I don't even know. So I'm walking by this table, and there's a mom with her, looks like a 3-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And 3-year-old daughter, not too happy with whatever's going on. No idea what sets off a 3-year-old. But all of a sudden, this stuffed bunny gets chucked on the floor. Like, she was not happy.
Oh.
So she threw her stuffed bunny, and it landed, like, right at my feet. And so, without thinking too much about it, I picked it up, and the mom couldn't see me because the mom had her back to me. So I picked it up, and I kind of put it on the table. I'm like, oh, sorry about that. Here, she dropped this. And then as I'm giving it to her, I'm like, I'm sorry I picked it up. But, like, she's like, oh, no, it's fine. She's just having a meltdown. So then she hands the bunny right back to the kid, and the kid throws it again. And I'm like, I'm not getting that one.
No.
So, But I, again, in this COVID era and a stuffed animal for a kid, I just reached down and picked it up. I think that's the nice human thing to do.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you. I think
But should I not have?
Well, I think it depends on the mom. It sounds like she did okay with you giving it back to her. Now, if the mom had been like, okay, well, can you Lysol your hands first, or brought out her like mask or something?
Because then I would have been offended. Like, you know, because it's such a weird world that we're all walking through. And so that's why I'm curious about for you. I'm going to do five calls it, okay? Given the weirdness of the world that we're in, if you were in that same situation, would you have picked the bunny up and here you go and just not thought twice about it? Or would you have thought twice about it and maybe not tap the mom on the shoulder, because we can't do that.
Just tell the kid to get down and pick it up itself.
Yeah, or alerted the mom, hey, she dropped her bunny, you know, you might want to pick it up. But then I feel rude, like going, oh, you could get that. And it's right at my feet. So I don't know. I don't even know how to navigate any of this nonsense anymore. So you tell me, five calls it, what would you have done in that situation? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, doing five calls it. Nate, you're first in here. Here's the situation. I'm at a fast food place, mom and a daughter having fast food. The daughter is 3 years old, upset, throws a bunny out of anger, and it lands at my feet. Without thinking, I pick it up and hand it back to her. Should I have done that in this COVID world, or should I have alerted the mom and let the mom pick it up?
You are absolutely right. If anything, in the time that we're so divided, showing acts of kindness is what we need to do. And if someone's offended by an act of kindness, then that's on them, but you absolutely did a great job.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, I got you down, man.
Thank you.
All right, Denise, you're up. Five calls it. Should I have picked up the bunny or just let it lay and let the mom know that there was an issue?
Absolutely pick up the bunny. The germs on the floor are worse than COVID.
I don't know that Fauci would agree with that, but I see where you're coming from. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, Deanie, you're up. What should I have done? Should I have left the bunny on the floor and just told the mom that it was there, or should I have picked it up like I did and hand it back to him?
Nicolas Cage had it right. Put the bunny back. You take a barrier, like a paper napkin, and you put it between your hand and that bunny, and you hand it back.
Okay, well, there you go. I didn't have a napkin at my disposal, but what I did do was I literally picked it up with the ends of my two fingers, my index finger and my thumb. I almost, like,
that
pinched
works.
It and got as little of the crocheted bunny fur in my hand as I could and set it on the
breathed
table that way.
Breathed on it, then coughed
on it,
and said, here you go.
Wiped my face with it, and then here you go. It's all back. All right, Tony, you're in. Last call, five calls it. What would you have done?
I would have given it to the mom or put it on the table, but let her make the choice whether the kid gets it back or not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true, because then she could say thank you, and then she could, like, disinfect it somehow if she chose to. Because I did set it back on the table for the mom to give to her. And the mom gave it right to her, and the kid threw it right away again.
You did good.
Well, there you go. I wasn't sure how that was going to go today in this weird COVID world we're in. But pretty much everybody was like, yeah, I think you should actually give it back.
There you go.
So maybe we're going to get through this thing together after all.
We are together.
That's all we know. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Photo op is where we confiscate the phones of the people on the show, and I say, okay, I want to see the last picture you took, and I want your story about it. And then we post them for you to see as well at wayfm.com/Wally. So let's start with you, Lady Rock. We'll go in order here of the post. The show looks like your spine has been severed. The photo does.
I would agree. I was in Washington recently taking a vacation, and my friend was taking a photo, but she was taking one with her phone, but the panorama
view. Yeah.
And so you're not supposed to move in that, but I didn't know she was taking the photo. So when she takes it, I'm moving, and it looks like I'm an alien. Like, I'm doing, like, this dance move that's not even humanly possible.
Yeah.
But I'm going to work on it.
You went all Matrix there.
I did.
Your body is contorted and bent weird. Did you have fun in Washington?
So much fun. Yeah. This was one, and I forget what this place was called, but where all these big trees are, it was humongous.
They look like giant redwood type trees.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something like that. But anyways, also, when you look at this photo, I want you to look to the left.
Yes.
There's another girl to the left of me.
Yes. I see
and you
that.
Can see her head looks like like it's dislocated from her body.
Oh, it's weird. Oh, poor thing.
That's awesome. All right, Gavin, you have a blender filled with, it looks like, spinach.
Yes. Go,
what is going on with that?
Still trying my best when it comes to losing some weight. Not doing as good as
how
I was
you do, oh, I was going to say, how you earlier. Doing?
I'm still doing well on, like, the diet and just avoiding certain things. The exercise has been a little harder to get. This has just been not the greatest month, but I've been doing well with these smoothies.
You know what? I'm not disappointed in you.
Thank
you.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just, I get it. I get it. You have those rough weeks. Yeah. It's okay. You stay in there, champ.
We're doing
You're
this.
You're killing
yeah.
it.
But this smoothie's been really great for me.
What's in it?
It's got berry, frozen berries, yogurt, okay. some milk. I actually put some Sprite Zero in it because that's no calories, but it gives it a little bit of fizz and flavor.
That's smart.
We never thought of that.
And then you throw in a handful of spinach, and to be honest, you don't taste it.
No, that's the only way I've ever been able to eat spinach is in a smoothie because it gets absorbed by the banana.
Yep. You say spinach. It's one leaf.
I know.
One leaf of spinach. That's it.
But it didn't kill me, and so that's pretty good. Maybe I'll go
Look
for two
you,
next
champ.
Time. I know. Then mine is a picture of my wife holding a pillow, and it's very brightly colored yellow and green. And
it's so cute.
Very retro, and it turns out this is Betty Rock's bedspread that she had worn holes in, like sleeping in it for so long. How long have you had that?
Probably 5-6 years.
That's it?
Yeah, it wasn't long. But the thing is that the material that it's made of, my cat Clementine, her little back paws, so like the claws would get stuck in it and then it would just run. And it was getting to the point where it just looked trashy. Like, I can't have this in my bedroom anymore. Sure. So I gave it to your wife because I knew that she did a lot of quilting. And she made these cute pillow covers. Yeah. And I love them!
Yeah, they actually do look really good.
Did I say that I love them?
That print was a lot to handle with the entire bedspread, but in small doses, it's glorious.
I love it so stinking much. There she did go. So great.
So a good idea, a little tip for you, if you have an old bedspread, maybe make pillows out of it and put them on your couch because that's where you're doing them, right?
Yep, that's right.
There you go. You can see all the photos right now at wayfm.com/Wally. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Sadly, living in a broken world, violence is a part of it, and it can seem like there's nothing that can be done and it's hopeless, but there might be something that's working to help curb some of this violence, and it's simpler than you think, and you might be surprised as city officials wrangle to reduce urban violence or deal with demands from police unions and homeowners associations, gun lobbyists, and residents in some of the most violent neighborhoods in the country. There have been groups that have opted to be proactive in this in an unusual way, and that's to sit down.
Hmm.
It's old people sitting down in lawn chairs on the corners of some of the most violent neighborhoods.
Oh, wow.
So smart. Like, it's so smart. There's this weird positive peer pressure. Like, when your grandma's watching you, you're like, I don't want to mess up in front of Miss Jean. She'll hit me with a shoe, you know? And the crazy thing about this is they're saying that it's working. And I love that they are attributing, like in Minneapolis, they said that they believe the moral bastion of the black church gives them a unique advantage over the police forces. And they cite similar examples in Baltimore and other places. That church groups and elderly communities that are serving the underserved and then doing things like these, sitting on the corners of these violent neighborhoods, is actually reducing violence.
Who would have ever thought
of that?
I know,
right? But it's great. It's so great because you think, oh, I can't do anything. But it's like, here are these people that they're just out and they're present. And I think that it speaks to that. It speaks to the presence of adult figures in our lives. Now, is it perfect? Absolutely not. Does it solve everything? Absolutely not. But if it solves it for a few, you know, instances, and it maybe de-escalates a situation, because you could get hyped up real quick, but then there's something about the calming presence of like an elder statesman, you know, a gentleman or an elderly grandma that kind of gives you a little bit different shift, or it makes you pause for a minute, and maybe you don't behave in the way that you were going to. And that's what they're finding. That's the craziest thing about it.
Yeah, there's something about it that if I was in that situation, I would be thinking about the future, or, you know, and getting myself out of the present situation, because in the present, I might be mad about something and feel like I need to take action right then and there. But something about seeing an elderly person makes you think about the future, makes you think about what are my decisions right now going to matter in the future?
Yeah, and am I going to have that much trouble getting out of that chair, too? You know, when they, hey, you guys, you knock it off, knuckleheads, you know. But compared to last summer, the homicide numbers took a dive after this 21 days of peace started in Minneapolis. And so that's a cool thing, and it might be something that, you know, your church looks into if you're in one of those neighborhoods that needs this help, or even in ones that maybe aren't as drastically violent. It just shows that being involved, even like if you're elderly and you think, because a lot of times we write off elderly people in our society, you know, in America, and they have so much to contribute and they have so many stories and they're great. And it's like, hey, why don't we do something like this? Let's be involved with the people and not just, you know, be written off. Mm-hmm. And so there you go. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
If you've hung around your grandpa and grandma's house long enough, you've probably seen Tom Selleck, best known for his leading roles in Magnum P.I. and Blue Blood.
That mustache.
And that mustache, yes. But he makes multiple appearances on their TV, giving a celebrity endorsement for AAG's reverse mortgages.
Yeah, okay. Now, reverse mortgages are one of those things. It's a little hard to understand, but a lot of older people get them because it somehow does your mortgage in reverse and it pays you extra money while you're retiring, but it seems really sketchy.
Well,
honestly,
that's what a lot of people think. They're pretty skeptical of the reverse mortgage idea, feeling it might be a scam to trick elderly out of money. So someone took Selleck's voice from these supposed to be serious ads and turned them into a, quote, truthful ad. See what you think.
With a reverse mortgage, you can pay whatever you can, or you can leave your home. The American dream. If you've had your home for a while, it's probably worth nothing. So why not give me your home?
That feels more like the reverse mortgage for sure.
Right. I guess that's what a lot of people think it should sound like.
Oh, it's funny.
I would be interested to know what Tom is thinking himself.
I know. Because they had to have been like, okay, no, this is really good for people, Mr. Selleck, and it'll be fine. Just read the lines. Just please just read it. And we need you. We need that mustache to sell us some mortgages. All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and the show is about to get hysterical as we do best worst joke here. People love this segment, so we keep doing it. The way it works is we're going to tell each other a joke, and if we can steal the punchline, the joke is taken out of contention. But if all three go through, then you have a job to do. You have a chance to win a prize here, but you're going to have to do two things. One, you're going to have to sit in judgment of our jokes. We're trying to find the best worst joke. And then two, you have to tell us a joke. If neither one of us or any of us can steal your punchline from you, you will win a prize. So you got to bring your joke A game. Gavin, let's start with you today here.
Okay, what do you say to your sister when she's crying?
I don't know.
Are you having a crisis?
Crisis.
Crisis.
It's a little mean. Yeah, I don't know. I would pick and choose when you want to use that one.
Yeah, if you want to get slapped in the face.
Yes. Yeah. It's worth it, though,
yeah,
sometimes.
I think so.
Lady Rock, let's go with you next.
What did the judge say when the skunk walked into the room?
Oh, I get it. You're out of odor.
No.
No.
Odor in the court.
I should have got that.
On the right track.
Yeah, that's I was on the right track, Woo! But I guess just far enough Oof. Off. This was from Grayson. Grayson's hooking me up here. What happened when the past, the present, and the future walked into the room?
Time stopped.
Time stood still.
Things got a little tense.
Because it's past tense, future tense.
And present tense, yeah. Oh. It's a grammar
things
joke.
Got a little tense.
Yeah. Those are called tenses. The past tense, present tense,
that might be like
tense.
A high school level joke.
Yeah, it's pretty heady. It's like it's basically what I use to determine someone's IQ. Like if they get
then
it,
how
they
did
gets
you
funny,
get it?
I wouldn't say that if you're the one that didn't get it, Rock. You're the one struggling through this one. All right, so here we go. All three jokes up for contention. You have to decide which one is the best joke. Do you go with the baseline joke like Gavin, or do you take the heady joke like me? I don't know. Or Betty, you know, her joke in there too. So
mine was great. Odor in the court. Odor in the court. Get it? Because it's a skunk.
Remember, you have to tell us a joke, and if we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. So that's how we do it. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play Best Worst Joke with us, 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, it's a tough decision, but I have to go stick with the girls, Betty Rock.
Oh, come on. Okay. It's a cute joke. It's one that you would tell your third grader.
Yeah, and you said stick with the girls. I commend that. I do want to give a shout out to Kenneth, who gave me that joke, so thank you, Kenneth.
Okay. Oh, Kenneth, come on, man. You're not helping out the bros here. All right, so Jacqueline, now you have a job to do. If you can tell us a joke in which we cannot steal your punchline, you will win a prize. So what do you got?
All right, now I got this one from my brother, so I got a shout out to him. But what do you call rotten milk?
What do you call rotten milk?
Stinky.
Spoiled
dairy.
Spoiled dairy?
No, we're thinking too literal.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got us on this one, Jacqueline.
It's a serial killer.
Serial killer, yes! Nicely done. Well, you know what? You stumped us, Jacqueline, and that means you are winning a prize today on Best Worst Joke on the Wally Show.
Fantastic.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show with three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel better amidst some of the bad news that's out there in the world. We'll get you started off with Gavin. Good news, giddy up, go.
A man in the UK is attempting to set a Guinness World Record for the fastest run by someone dressed as a brain.
What? I can't imagine Why? That there's many of those people. Like, that's got to be a pretty limited category.
I agree. So he's wearing this giant 15-pound brain costume. Oh. And you're like, maybe this guy's just being funny, just a practical joke. No, he's doing it to raise awareness for brain injuries like the ones suffered by his father and his brother, and to support a charity called Headway Jersey that helps people living with brain injuries.
Running with 15 pounds, running a marathon alone is difficult, but then adding 15 pounds to you're going to feel that. And he'll think about it in his brain next time.
One could say he'll get a major headache.
Yes, one could say that.
I did.
I know you did. You crushed it. Okay. All right. Oh, so good news. Giddy up. There were a group of Marines in their dress uniform because they always look so sharp. And there were floodwaters near the Pentagon that were stranding motorists during this torrential downpour. And so they got together and they actually went over and they pushed this lady's car out of the water in their dress, you know, uniforms, which is kind of cool. In the video, you hear the lady say, "The Marines are going to help us." There you go. That's it, man. Like, our people and our servicemen and women are amazing. And the really interesting thing she says in the comments, she added, "As an immigrant, we don't usually see these things in the country I grew up in."
No. Wow.
And you're like, oh, that's kind of cool. What a great testimony towards our servicemen and women. So there you go. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
There's a 100-year-old man named Eddie, and his family figured out that he was a chauffeur back in 1964. Well, they gave him the keys to that Bentley S3, the one that he was driving around back in 1964.
The actual one?
His son spent 20 years trying to track it down.
Cool.
They finally got it. Now, you might be thinking, I don't want a 100-year-old man driving. Well, good news. He actually actually turned in his license after 83 years of age. But he did say he will enjoy having his family drive him around.
There you go. Nice. If nothing else, just put him in it, put a fan on him through the window, and just let him feel like he's driving again. Just like run by him real fast. Like, bye, Grandpa! Bye, Grandpa! You know, just keep doing that. That'd be awesome. All right, that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
I kind of like that. This is where we attempt to blow your mind with different facts that you can use to be the most interesting person in any room that you are in. So what we do is we have Gavin and Betty give me a category, and then I just try to pull some nugget of wisdom out of the air that are just stuck into my cortex there, my cerebral cortex. So Betty Rock, go ahead.
So I'm thinking magic. Magic.
Everybody loves magic. You know, we could talk about David Blaine. Ooh. I consider him less of a magician now. We could talk about Doug Henning. Or we could talk about one of the most amazing tricks ever. It is the 100th anniversary this year of magicians sawing people in half. Can you believe that? It's been doing this for 100 years. It was first done in 1921 in London.
Do they explain how they do that?
Yeah.
Do you guys not know?
Is it two people in a box?
I truly do not
know. You don't know?
No.
Well, let me blow your mind even more.
Please do.
A lot of times it's fake legs on one end.
But they wiggle them.
I know. They're just fake legs wiggling. Or it can be two people in a box where they are contorted so their legs are through, so they wiggle them, and the other person is just the top half. So, yeah, I hate to blow your minds that way and ruin an illusion. But yes. Yeah, I know. Sorry. I wish there was a show where they did tricks and then they showed you how they did them.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah, because I love the magic stuff, but then I really want to know how it works. And it's always easier than you think.
Do you remember that trick that Zach used to do with the cards and we forgot how he did it so he could do it again?
We knew how he did it, but he did it about once a year. We'd ask him to do it and then we still couldn't remember how he did
it. No, but it was still amazed every time.
Still amazing every time. All right, I got time for one more. Gavin, give me a category.
I've been wanting to go to the zoo recently.
Okay.
So Animal Kingdom. Go there.
One of my favorite animals is the blue whale.
Oh, yeah. The blue biggest whales, animal on the planet.
They're majestic. They're beautiful. I watch shows about whales all the time anytime I can see a show. Did you know that the blue whale's heartbeat can be heard from more than 2 miles away?
Nuh-uh.
Wow.
I'm not making this stuff up. It's mind-blowing. See? Your mind is blown. Betty Rock is like, you instantly became the most interesting person in this room.
I never said that.
No, you did. That's your eyes said it all.
My eyes.
Yeah. So there you go. So you could drop that little tidbit on somebody.
2 miles away.
2 miles away. Thump, thump.
That means if he finds his crush and I mean, I bet his heart's going.
Yeah, then it sounds like Jaws.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.